This program is made possible by friends and partners of Apostle Avrome Osai, Remnant Christian Network Ministry. God bless you as you join us.
It's time to rebel against the devil. When he comes to you and tells you, you are a failure in ministry, you cannot amount to anything, he's telling you the opposite, because he lies as his native language. Is it Satan that spoke to you that made you lose your sleep? Is it because somebody spoke to you and you took his words like the word of God? Grow up. Because where you are going in life, many imposters will come and speak in the name of God just to get you distracted. That's one of the avenues of the devil's work. But you need to come out. You know how much power is available to you. You not give up easy. We fight to see the reality of that which God has spoken. And as long as it is yet to come to pass, we will fight.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Before we take off on this flight, you'll do well to ask the Lord if it... You see, it doesn't take God eternity to do what is eternal. Can you make a demand on the presence of God quickly before we take off tonight? Let there be a demand point that will trap the dimensions of God down on your life. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Thou Son of David, have mercy. Thou Son of David, do something in my life. Thou Son of David, I need a miracle. There is a need with which I came into your presence. Can you look upon me with kindness? Make a demand on the presence of God. A demand on the presence of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so we turn over this meeting into your hands, O great monarch of Zion, that it might please you to set foot in this location and turn the destinies of men and women around. We look to you. Show up with your splendor and glory, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Just welcome somebody to the house of God. Turn your Bible quickly to the book of Luke, chapter 4. The book of Luke, chapter 4. We'll need to use this opportunity to do a quick Bible study before we begin to pray and to ask God for miracles. Luke chapter 4, we'll begin to read from verse 31. And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. It means that the people that used to function in that synagogue previously had no power to back them up. The moment Jesus brought the flavor of gospel preaching that was accompanied with power, it generated serious amazement. That means the people were saying, so, this utensil is actually available, and it was designed to authenticate the message of the gospel. The reaction was amazement. Amen. And in the synagogue, there was a man which had the spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Verse 36 is a commentary. And that commentary is our takeoff point for this evening. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Can we do verse 36 together? And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. I thought that when they said, What a word is this? They would have shown us what exactly Jesus taught that was amazing. The supremacy of the teaching ministry of Jesus was not in the teaching. It was in the accompanying demonstration that came to authenticate the teaching. Remember the words of Nicodemus. He said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, because no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. What made them amazed was not the teaching. In fact, the reason why they were amazed at his teaching was because it was with power. Because in their own right, too, Pharisees were teachers. But there was something about the teaching ministry of Jesus that the Pharisees could not reproduce. It was the backup of heaven on the ministry of Jesus. And there was no way you could categorize the kind of teaching that the Pharisees taught and the kind of teaching that Jesus taught. Because the Pharisees could not produce the results that Jesus produced, there was evidence in the ministry of Jesus that he was sent by God, and the power that was associated with his delivery was a mark of his approval. Hallelujah. The gospel is not philosophy. I see so many people trying so hard to bamboozle the congregation using a collocation of words. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 so that I can show you standard apostolic practice and deliberate decisions that Apostle Paul had to make in order for his ministry to be accurate. All right? 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined, this is deliberate, not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. This is where I'm going. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom. Because kingdom things cannot be illustrated by words. The only instrument that can illustrate invincible kingdom realities is power. So every time you see the power of God in manifestation, it's an indication of the fact that the kingdom of God is making a statement. Because we cannot explain, define power outside of the kingdom of God. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit. This is how I preach. There are things I will want to explain. I'm weak in explaining it. The Holy Spirit gives me the ability to demonstrate it. That is illustration. Kingdom things cannot be adequately and articulately spoken. You will need to introduce the avenue of demonstration in order for these things to be seen in concrete terms. The moment you invoke the power of God, suddenly you will see that in the same room, in the same space, the kingdom of darkness is exerting its force on the land and the destinies of people. In the same room! But you will never know until the power of God is introduced. Just like that guy that came into the synagogue. There was no indication that he had any challenge before that time. He was a pious, a sanctimonious, and a sacramental man. Just sitting in church. Hallelujah. You will call him a great brother. Until Jesus began to do his kingdom teaching, and he took advantage of the utensils of the kingdom and introduced power. The moment power was introduced, something that was unseen began to react. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, the place was calm. The place was collected. Everything was in control. There was nothing that suggested that there was any activity of darkness weighing heavily upon the life of that man. And the way the Bible sounded, he was not a stranger to that synagogue. So people had known him previously. Oh my God. Can you help me tell your neighbor, you don't know a matter until you introduce power. Demons can masquerade. Demons can hide. Demons can lie low for a long time. So when you are proclaiming the kingdom of God without utensils, you can be pampering and petting demons. I remember when I went to the psychiatric clinic in Makurdi here, there was a call for me to visit the place because there was a young man named Sunday that needed healing. So when we got to the place, we entered into the ward, we started looking for Sunday. You see some people, they are like this. This is how he's standing. I saw what demons did to the image of God. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. There was one at the corner there, he was singing several tunes that are not on the octave. Outlawed tunes. Hallelujah. And Sunday was at the back of the dormitory, jabbing his head on the wall. And all of that was going on simultaneously. And when we got to the end of the hall, they identified Sunday. I said, Sunday! He said, yes. Come here! He came. I said, Satan, leave him! Then they began to manifest all kinds of manifestations. That was when the nurse stood up. And the nurse was furious. And at the end of the day, it was not the demons they cast out. It was me that was cast out for them. I was cast out. I was banished from the dormitory. And they advised me never to return. So the job of those nurses is to maintain the delicate balance that makes demons comfortable. You see, you will enter into a lot of things when you don't have power. Your style. Oh my God. And that's how the demons were pampered in the synagogue until Jesus came. The man was looking so complete until the instrument of power was released. Suddenly, a voice spoke from his voice. Ah! It means the thing that was inside of him was intelligent enough to identify Jesus and to speak to him. As powerful as the man was, that thing had switched him off. He was no longer the one in charge. You are totally handicapped if you are a preacher of the gospel and you are not equipped with the utensil called power and authority. So when that reaction took place in the synagogue, because they have never seen anything like that in the synagogue, the Bible says they were amazed. Do you know that there are dimensions of power that can manifest in Makodi, and Makodi will be amazed? This was their testimony. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 36. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this?" And you'll be looking out for the doctrine that Jesus preached, they forgot it. Their comment was about the demonstrations that they saw. For with authority and with power, he commanded the unclean spirits and they come out. Today, in the name of the Lord, I'll be giving commands. Hallelujah. No, not by my name, by the name of the Lord, I will give. Because the procedure for this matter is he commanded. How many of you have been on a parade? You went to witness a match, and you can have 1,000 people saying on the field, even though there are 1,000 people that are participating in the match pass, it is only one person that commands them. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. All right? Just one person controlling 1,000 people. Tonight, I'm the commander tonight. And with one command, many demons will line up in the name of Jesus. You see, there is an excellency that accompanies power. Hallelujah. And one of the most noble things is to be a messenger that Jesus has sent, because he will back you up. So the same way Jesus gave commands, if you are galvanized with the utensils, you can do what? You can give commands. But when you give commands and they are not obeyed, it means you took off from Jesus' workshop before time. And you will be totally incompetent in arresting the disorders that you will find on the field. I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are going to have a match pass at the end of my teaching. And this match pass is not the organized type that you have seen. There will be a command, and the demons will come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Based on our reading, you will see that there are two basic utensils that God equips every kingdom man with, and it is a utensil of power and what? Authority. So what I want to do this evening is to show you the difference between power and authority. Once you know it in your head, when you begin to receive promptings from the Holy Spirit, consistent with what we have studied, you will know that it is the rise of the reign of power or the rise of the reign of authority that is coming upon your life. And God is beginning to galvanize you so that you can be an accurate kingdom functionary. Hallelujah. So, number one, power. Power is gift-based. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Power is gift-based. It's a gift. Alright? And I hope you know there is nothing you do to work for a gift. A gift is given to you. It's not something you work for. It's not even something you deserve. It's something that is handed out to you. That's how power is. In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Power is a gift. Have you ever received a gift before? Did you know that the person wanted to give you a gift? You never knew until the person handed it out. Then you knew what the person had given. Power is a gift. If you go to the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says this, Jesus speaking, he said, behold, well, he said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Power is gift-based. And that is the reason why when Jesus was giving us insight into how to identify people that believe in him, the basic signs that identify the believer are power signs, because power is a gift that God gives every citizen of his kingdom. So if you are born again here, you have a potential for power if you have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Indicative of the fact that the carrier and the dispenser of the power of God happens to be the Holy Ghost. The reason why God gave you the Holy Ghost is because he wants you to be a creature of power. That is your true design. Have you ever seen somebody that was so afraid of life and had to run to the devil to get some amulet as a means of protection? Have you seen that before? You have never seen that before. Means you grew up in Abuja. Hallelujah. Because the average mortal man knows that he has need for power. God that designed you knows you need power. So he did not allow you to work for it. He gave you as a gift. It's part of your working equipment. Power is gift-based. You get it to that level? Alright, so if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, I can diagnose in a few minutes to show you how to translate the anointing of the Spirit that came upon you into the anointing of power. There is a transition that must take place because God made available to you baptism in the Holy Spirit. You are immersed in the Holy Ghost. And the evidence that you were immersed in the Holy Ghost is that you began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. Are you with me? But it is not speaking in tongues that God gave you. It's not speaking in tongues, it says tongues receive. What did he say you received? Power. He said this power will become operational after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. It means the starting material for power is Holy Ghost baptism. Right? When you begin to exercise yourself in prayer, exercise yourself in fasting, you do it frequently, you do it intentionally, you do it deliberately, you begin to notice some things. Your appetite for sin will begin to die, to dry up. Because if God's glory is going to manifest through your life, I need to tell you that the back end of glory is holiness. And anywhere that you cannot find holiness, you will not find the glory of God. The Bible says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of his glory. Anytime glory manifests, it's because there's holiness in the background. When you begin to exercise yourself in praying in tongues for long hours, some appetites that the devil normally exploits in getting you to wander in the wilderness of sin will be punctured. There are many reactions that will take place because you yield to the spirit of prayer. It begins to configure. It begins to calibrate. It begins to work out a protocol. A protocol that will undo every kind of thing that Satan is likely to exploit in your life. He begins to undo the power of such things. A lot of cleansing begins to take place. And it's a process. And that's why Jesus said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. It's a process. And when this process is accomplished, then the pure stream of the power of God will begin to flow through your vessel. So if you have received the Holy Ghost, it means you have received the potential for power. Then you need to pay the price by aligning with the spiritual power in order for your vessel to become one of the vessels that will become a channel for that kingdom utensil. Please help me tell your neighbor, power is gift-based. On the flip side, authority is relationship-based. Authority is what? Relationship-based. Mark chapter 3, verse 14. Mark chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible says, and he ordained the 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. The principal reason for which the 12 were supposed to be, the principal assignment of the 12 was to be with him. That's how, why he ordained them. He ordained them for what? Be with him. You're not with me. I say, he ordained them for what? To be with him. And then he said that he might send them to preach. That one is a probability. Sending them to preach is a probability. But their being with him is the reason for which he ordained them. It means when you begin to establish a relationship with Jesus, a time might just come, if you have lingered with him long enough, that he chooses to delegate some authority to you to speak for him. You see, if he is going to send you to preach, if he is going to send you to represent him, he gives you the equipment of power and authority so that it will be obvious that you are an authentic messenger that has been deployed from headquarters. Meanwhile, the reason why he ordained you is not to preach, but to what? Be with him. Now, a lot of us go to seminaries. I'm not against the seminary, because I also attended one myself. But I can tell you that the seminary doesn't produce a real pastor. In fact, you may lose your salvation in a seminary if you are not careful. Hallelujah. As wonderful as it is for you to visit a seminary and be equipped, that exercise doesn't produce a pastor. It's being with Jesus. Having a functional relationship with Jesus. If I tell you when I woke up today, you will not believe. And I prayed from that time till now. I was just released briefly to come do this work and to come back to where I left. Oh, preaching is 10% of ministry. The real thing is being with you. If you get busy with, oh, there's so much money, you will go to the field one day and Satan will add you to the congregation of Zebulun and Naphtali. That they might be with him. That he might send them to what? To preach. See, authority will arise from relationship. And the kind of authority we are talking about here, it is, you see, it is Jesus that has the power. Huh? Have you heard that? For thine is the power. For thine is the kingdom. So, you are going to carry power to the extent to which Jesus is willing to delegate you with power. So the source of authority is relationship. When he can trust you to represent him without obscuring his intent, then he sends you. But that sending is going to derive from the platform of being with him. Is that clear? I say, is that clear? Sometimes you Pray for so many hours, like I did a few days ago. Prayed for 2 days, and Jesus did not speak to me. I said, well, yours is the power. Nobody can quarrel with you. But let it be on record, I made an attempt to reach you. So that was the text message I dropped. That text message was more powerful than 2 days' prayer. He responded to that text message. He didn't respond to 2 days of He didn't even answer. Now, if you don't know the protocol of being with him, you may think that if you do one dry fasting, he will answer you. You will clear your doubt. That there is nothing you do that can make him talk. He will only talk if he wants to talk. So if you are not used to waiting, you will take off like a tornado without his voice. And you will meet Satan shortly. He ordained the 12 that they might be with him. Is that clear? Right. Another scripture to buttress that fact is Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. You may not understand what this man is saying. When you gave your life to Christ, I don't know your experience, but when Paul gave his life to Christ, he went on honeymoon with Jesus in the wilderness of Arabia. He left home to the wilderness for 3.5 years in search of the God that appeared to him on the way to Damascus. Can you see why Paul's ministry was different from the ministry of the other apostles? He knew from the start that his preoccupation was to be with Jesus. So he left the countryside. He left the busy cities like Lagos, like Abuja, and went to a place like Yola, Damaturu. And he was there for 3.5 years on honeymoon with Jesus. The first thing that he realized on his journey was that Jesus wanted to reveal himself through him. Until he came to that knowledge, he remained in the wilderness. Then it became obvious that Jesus wanted to reveal himself through the Apostle Paul, and the moment he captured that insight, it was so strong he didn't need a confirmation. If you become such a powerful man, and we cannot trace in your story when you were in Arabia, it means that what you are manifesting as power doesn't have a relationship platform. You are fake. When you find a man, are you with me? You are not with me. You see, these are the days where is the most that we are preaching in the bush. I've moved to church. So I need to tell you a few things. When you find a man that is manifesting the power of God and he doesn't have the revelations of God, because the first thing that God did to Paul was that God began to reveal himself in him. When you begin to encounter God, the first thing that God, the difference between a prophesier and a prophet is that God will use a prophesier to speak for him, but God will reveal himself to a prophet. The first thing that God did to Apostle Paul was that he began to reveal himself to him. So when you see a man whose revelation of God is so little, but his manifestations are huge, you need to question that man. I remember there was a man that used to do some stuff in Lagos. He had no revelation of God, but there were manifestations. You don't need to far to know who is fake. Paul said that God was interested in revealing his son in him. So when you tarry, Jesus will reveal himself to you. It is after he has revealed himself to you that he can send you to preach his kingdom. If you don't know Jesus, then any power that you are manifesting is not authentic. Because the protocol is that the intimacy and the relationship you have with Jesus is going to qualify you for revelations of Jesus. Oh my God. Are you with me? I know Jesus. I know him. He never empowers anybody that doesn't know him. When you find someone that cannot reveal him, demonstrating power, you need to question that power. Paul said, Jesus was, God was willing to reveal his son in him. These are relationship issues. And when your relationship with him is strong, it is obvious that the preaching aspect also will follow. The preaching aspect doesn't come before the relationship aspect. He said, when I discovered that it was the intention of the Father to reveal his son in me, that I might preach. May the Lord reveal his son in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. That I might preach. I conferred not with flesh and with blood. Relationship is going to change everything you do. The way you pray will change if you have a relationship with Jesus. The way you relate with people will change if you have a relationship with Jesus. The way you relate with money will change if you have a relationship with Jesus. The way you relate with the opposite sex will change if you have a relationship with Jesus. There are several things that your pastor will never tell you, but Jesus will tell you. The fact that you have a pastor doesn't mean you don't need to know Jesus personally, because your pastor cannot tell you what Jesus will tell you. And meanwhile, if you become a billionaire and maybe your pastor is afraid to tell you that woman, who is that woman there? When you go to Jesus, he will not be afraid of you. May the Lord give you understanding. So a lot happens when a man establishes a relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, power is boisterous. Power is noisy. Power is explosive. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. The story of Philip, when he went to the city of Samaria. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. And then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto the things which Spirit spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. The entire city was affected by Philip's efforts, because there were things to hear in Philip's ministry. There were also things to see. He had audio and visual. Just before you know it, someone in a wheelchair has is on his feet. There was hearing and there was sight, because power is explosive. And the entire city gave heed. McCordy has been too quiet for too long. There is a way to bring holy noise. It is when power is unleashed. And I tell you the truth, these are the days of power. Oh! You see, Satan, his time is up. The Bible says that people heard and saw the things that happened. Are you still there? Even though power is explosive, authority is judicial. Have you ever gone to court and you see the judge slapping someone? The power of justice is not boisterous, but it's binding.
Power comes from the realm of the spirit to effect a change in the natural. Are you with me? But authority goes into the realm of the spirit, causes a displacement. And the effect of the displacement that is caused in the realm of the spirit becomes visible. Power is explosive. Authority is judicial. Luke chapter 13, verse 11 to 16. Authority is judicial in nature. It's judicial. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bound together and in no wise and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people there, 6 days in which men ought to walk, in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. This is the justification that Jesus gave for that miracle. And the Lord answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead them away to watering? They said yes. And he now said, Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound low these 18 years, been loosed from this bound on the Sabbath day? This was his explanation and justification for that miracle. It was judicial. That according to the justice system of heaven, this woman is a daughter of Abraham. And because she is a daughter of Abraham, she ought to be loosed. So what Jesus was saying was that the position of the justice system of heaven is that he's saying loose. And so he just featured as a law enforcement agent to prosecute the will of heaven concerning the woman's life. Authority is judicial. Power is explosive, is boisterous, is noisy. Authority doesn't necessarily need to be noisy. Because how did he exercise authority? He says, Satan. He said, Woman, thou art what? Loosed from thy infirmity. And that was it. Justice found the ground to express his intention. And the Bible says that immediately the woman was made straight. Somebody will be made straight tonight, like in the name of Jesus Christ. Immediately. That means that the authority could not be contested. Immediately. That means nothing could stand against that which Jesus had spoken. Immediately. Because the judicial basis for the manifestation of justice was in place. An authority is bringing to the table the services of a law enforcement agent. Satan has been hanging your family illegally for a very long time. The reason why the deliverance has not come is because there's no law enforcement agent that has the authority of God to prosecute the perspective of justice. But I tell you tonight, something that Satan cannot handle, it will come from heaven. Something that is beyond the bondage is going to find expression. And Satan will have no hiding place. Immediately she was loose from my infirmity. Number three. Power is God's conquering strategy. If there is a place that is under the dominion of the kingdom of darkness, and God wants to conquer that location, what he does is that he deploys power. Oh, they say it is infested by witchcraft. No one there can buy a car. No one there can build a house. The situation is like that because there's no man of power in the neighborhood. But today you are going to be commissioned to be the prophet of that family, to be the prophet of that household, because God is going to use you as a law enforcement agent. There's an explosive that will come out of your spirit. Suddenly, you will discover that the laws that bound the entire community stood only because of the absence of a man of power, a woman of power. If he wants to conquer, he sends power. But if he wants to rule, he rules by authority. Please let me tell your neighbor, he conquers with power, but he rules by authority. All right, let us see a scripture or a few scriptures that reveal that he conquers with power. Psalm 66, verse 3. It says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. If he wants to conquer power, then the enemies will do what? Will submit themselves. Psalm 79, verse 11. Let the sign of the prisoner come before thee according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those appointed to die. There are several people that died not because it was their time. There was no power to preserve them. Today, you will be preserved in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, preserve those that are appointed to die. Let me show you authority. He conquers with power, but he rules with authority. Mark chapter 1, verse 27. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he unclean spirits, and the key word there is obey. Obey. Before you gave your life to Christ on the crusade ground, when you came and conviction was hit your heart like a bullet, that was power. But the day you submit to Jesus Christ, he begins to rule you with his authority. Because the nature of the fallen man is a nature of rebellion. So when God begins to rule within your heart, the devil walking through the flesh will attempt again and again to violate the authority of God. Are you with me? Then God will register his displeasure. If you walk in the flesh, he will register his displeasure. If you are beginning to become intimate with God, you will not want God to be angry with you. You will go and beg him. He will accept you. And then you will not know that sin, you cannot live in that sin and expect to have a relationship with God. So you need to make a decision to let it go. It will pain you that a girlfriend has gone. You will feel lonely in the night. But that's the price you need to pay for something that is better. If your work with God has no price, it means you are not working with God. What you are doing is sociology. Hallelujah. If it's a work of the kingdom, you are going to lose something. And then you now say, okay, I don't want to grieve him again. Then the other day, your younger sister makes you angry. Who was her? If you touch her here, she goes down. Then the Holy Ghost will cry inside. In the evening, you went and said, you see,
This anger is of the devil. I'm sorry. Because you want a relationship with him. Next time, you will not need to practice slapping again. Because you know what it will create. And after 6 months, you will know that there's a change that is being registered in your conduct. Just because you have something with him you don't want to lose. You don't know that he is beginning to rule you. His nature is beginning. You are aligning with the pulse of his nature. And he's beginning to govern you according to the life that he gave you. He conquers with power, but he rules with authority. A time comes in your walk with God when Jesus will say to you, resign your job and come work for me full time. Because you have worked with him for a long time. That will not even look like a sacrifice. That's what happened to me. My salary was 1.2 million when Jesus said resign. Okay. Yes. 1.2 million every month. Jesus said leave that job. I said, you know what I have with you is more than a job. Meanwhile, it was him. On the 13th of January 2003, he sent an angel to me in the place of prayer. The being was a creature that looked like a Coke bottle, twisted glass, and there was light, illumination, blaring from within it. That was where he revealed to me that I will have a job on the 13th of January 2019. So he was the one that gave me a job. And on the 28th of August 2020, he said the job has expired. He said, come with me. I want to take you to the nations of the world. You cannot combine that with your job. That was how I resigned. You know what? Because I don't want any problem with him. He rules with authority. And because I obeyed him, he decided to put an additional grace. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if I shout or I stay like this. Blindness, go. It will hear me. Oh my yako silo kobe. Ania Kapalambo. He rules with authority. He rules with what? Finally, I need to say something quickly before I begin to round up. The Bible acknowledges that Satan has power. Please, don't forget this. Satan what? Oh, you don't believe that? Do you still... Are you there? Luke 10. Luke 10, I think, 18. Okay, go to 17. Luke 10, 17. Okay, let me read from... No, go to 19. Luke 10, 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. It means Satan has power. And Jesus acknowledges that Satan has power. But you know what Satan doesn't have? He doesn't have authority. Because authority is relationship based. You are the one that is going to be responsible for giving Satan the authority he will use to destroy your life. That's why the Bible says, give Satan what? No place. Oh, you are not with me. You are not with me. Let me try again, if you will get it. I say the Bible acknowledges that Satan has power, but the Bible doesn't recognize Satan having authority. If Satan has authority in your family, it's because someone gave him the place. Are you here? Oh, do you still remember
that Satan is called in the Bible the prince of this world. What's the meaning of that? Yeah? The prince of this world. Why prince? Bro, why is it prince? Oh, you have not thought about it. A prince is a king without territory. Right? He doesn't have territory. It is only the territory you make available that becomes his ground of operation. So Apostle Paul says, give Satan no place, because he should not have authority over your life. Only Jesus should. If what he has against you, if he launches his power against you, because you are under the authority of God, that power will have no effect. The power of darkness will only have effect on your life if Satan has a place. So tonight, the first thing we need to do is to ensure that Satan has no place. After that, we will be in for miracles, for signs and wonders. Rise up on your feet. Give Satan no place. When you start becoming serious about breaking the hold of the power of Satan in your family, then the issue of whether you are saved or not becomes a powerful matter. Because as long as you are not saved, it means that you have offered Satan a ground for him to exercise his authority. If you are in this place tonight and you have not given your life to Christ, you've been coming to church wondering, but there's no relationship between you and God. It means that you have deliberately decided to set yourself up for your life to become a specimen that Satan can walk on. Before we move into the miracle session, I want to give you an opportunity to ensure that Satan has no ground in your ecosystem to practice his new technology. So if you are there and you know that you have not turned over your life to Christ, you are still in charge, and you want to respond to Jesus tonight, you want to put your right hand on your chest. I want to give my life to Christ. I know now that walking with Jesus is the answer. So I want to turn over my life to Christ. Bold about it. Don't allow Satan win the argument over your soul. He said, today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. When he calls you, do not despise his call. Right hand on your chest and left hand up. We want to ensure that Satan has no place. If your hand is lifted, leave your seat and come to the altar here, so that we can drop your sin, drop the burdens of your life away. Let Jesus, the safe, take away sin from your life. You will need to rebel against the devil to see the salvation of God. Give Satan no place. Give Satan no place. The days of sin are over. True men are those that have decided to serve the Lord Jesus. And if you are listening to me online and you are still a ragamuffin, You are still a rolling stone. You are still an irema. Give Satan no place. There's a call for you to turn over your life to Jesus. We rebel against the devil. We will not serve the devil. Even though maybe your ancestors served darkness, you can make a choice. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are in the front here, just begin to ask Him for mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I've been running my affairs. I've been running my life. But I want to surrender to you today. Blot out my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Oh, mean business with Him as you speak to Him. Take over. Take over from today. Take over from today. Be my Savior. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you repeat after me? Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. I accept that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Have mercy on me. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Give me the power. Give me the grace to live for you all the days of my life. Any covenant that I entered into knowingly or unknowingly, tonight I ask, let its power over my soul be broken. I will serve you from this day henceforth in the name of Jesus. Where's Pastor Tony? Now, see that pastor there waving to you. Just see him for 2 minutes and then join the miracle service. Can you go that way? Pastor Tony will. He's your host. 2 minutes and you join the miracle service. Hallelujah. Now it's time for miracles. We want to start by a prayer point. 3 prayer points, then I will pray for the congregation. And Pastor Tony, please ensure that you finish with the people before the miracle service. Jesus will do something in this place tonight. Now, first prayer point. If you have noticed patterns of darkness in your family, patterns of wickedness in your family, and you are trusting God for intervention tonight, I want you to begin to mention those things to God and say, God, oh Lord, we reject this, we reject that, we reject this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can you talk to God right now? He will honor your voice. He will honor your voice here today. He will honor your voice here today. Anything that you have seen, it is a pattern that is not biblical. It is a manifestation of the presence of darkness in your family. Talk to Him right now and say, Lord, let this symptom come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there untimely death? People die like chickens. Have you seen strange sicknesses coming on people? Tonight, you can begin to address it. You can begin to talk to God about it. Because there will be salvation this night. There will be miracles this night. God will break yokes. He will upturn the situation in many families. Yes, this is the night of grace and power. God will be exalted. Jesus will be exalted in your family. Oh, I can't hear you. Of the Simantelia Koperakatala. Mezoseka Bridge Kofetali.
Yanto meniskete brekaskobe lamina kantela. Zamantoria kapesko breska batakube lamina. Brai kampaska tala bolsheke tabo samina telia. Ibra makate kosketa miko batuata. Igos keso salatande. Rai kapataske sosemande branda baboria. Iekos keso selaminde. I compela shakata bonda schema salapaida. Anything that you have seen, anything that you have noticed that is not of God, you can reject it tonight. You can reject it tonight. You can stand against it tonight. You can call upon the name of the Lord tonight. Ensure you don't keep quiet. You are the prophet of your family. You are the prophet of your household. God will honor your voice. He will honor your voice. He will honor your voice. He will honor your voice tonight. I so combres ketabuli akabasa salamatale. Jacopentos kesa sila mantolia. He will honor your voice tonight. He will honor it tonight as you call upon him. There will be a ground for intervention. A ground for intervention. A ground for intervention. Samon teke salaboria capesco pelamina cadeboboria. Lantes o selamina kia. Raba conseque tacande baboria. Esco becante zico branta baboria. There is a ground through your prayer to administer intervention. The grace of God, it goes ahead of you even tonight to break every yoke of the devil, to break every yoke of darkness. We call upon the name of the Lord. Abranta bakura bakatalia, abranta babone bakotolia, asaba sana babada, yaka banta babola basata, abranta babone bakadia, shama kata bata bata babo, akemo sabe na kata babo, makate koste to menabo, yakos keso sama bantelia, akabanta koko 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 kokia, yaka koste, yaka koste masala, in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. Second point. You are the focus of the second point. Is there any miracle that you are asking the Lord? Talk to him now. Tell him now. Tell him now. Theophilus normally sings. I take Africa for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Nigeria for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take South Africa for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord.
I take Asia for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Nigeria for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Kenya for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Lokoja for you. Spend my life. Oh, my life, Lord. I take Suleja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Nigeria for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Kenya for you. I am confessing. If I may not take a I take Kenya for you. I take South Africa for you. Sunny Montelia Macabokori. Sento te bosti comprante babore. Messi aboli, acaboli, stai labori, e acaba semine. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Imamo koseli makadia. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Number one. If you have an eye problem, remove your glasses, put it in your pocket, lay your hands on your eyes. If you have a hearing problem or you brought someone that is completely deaf, take this finger, put it in the ears. You came with someone that cannot walk, lay your hands on the leg that is paralyzed. There are diverse kinds of sicknesses. Maybe it's hypertension or a blood condition. Just put your hand on your chest while we pray. Things will break this night. This the anointing is on. All the bars are full. Oh my God. Oh my God. For those of you online, it's your night of miracles. And just in case someone is sick in your family and you could not bring the person here, call the person now. Keep the phone running. We'll release the power of God through the phone. The person will be healed anywhere the person is. Just call the person now. You have 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You see, the power of God is already acting on some people. 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes. Make the call before I begin to pray. Make the call. Tell the people that there's a young man that believes that Jesus can heal. And he wants to pray tonight. So receive his prayer. Receive his prayer. I'm waiting for you for 2 minutes to make the call. Or if nobody's making a call this night. Okay. Since you are not interested in the well-being of people that are not present here, we will just proceed. In the name of Jesus. That amen is dead. I say, in the name of Jesus. Where is that woman that was here? Now, when she comes back, ask her to go and bring her son. There's a woman that was here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wow.
I'm seeing somebody that had an encounter with a demon yesterday night while you were asleep. It was a very vicious encounter that you had yesterday night. Can you run out here quickly? A vicious encounter yesterday night. You had a vicious encounter. God wants to break that yoke. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, look upon these ones that are standing before you here. Demons have been tormenting them. Demons have been invading their space, their bedrooms. All kinds of things are taking place. And it's a violation. Oh my God. There is one of you here, your case is an emergency. And Jesus is going to touch you in a moment of time. Your case is an emergency. 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 Lord, let the yoke break. Let it 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Loose her in Jesus' name. Where's Pastor Tony? Come. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Put your hand on that lady. No, no. The one standing before you. Yeah. Just lay hands. Let the yoke break so that the yoke can break. Okay. 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 The yoke has gone. The yoke has gone. The yoke has gone. So help me touch this one. Just touch them. Touch them so that they can go back. Touch them. Just touch them. Touch them. Touch. 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 Touch them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, tonight I take authority over demon spirits, over devils, over spiritual bondage. I take authority tonight. Spirits that make people mad, spirits that make people behave funny. I take authority over you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your yoke. I bind every deafening spirit. Deafening spirits, be bound. Be bound. Be bound. And come out of the ears in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every blinding spirit. Blinding spirits, be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh. I speak to bones. I speak to bones. Come together. Come together. Come together. Come together. Come together. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pains on the body. Pains on the body. Give way. Give way. Pains on the stomach. Give way. Pains running through the spinal cord. I arrest you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command the yoke of the devil to break. Let it 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Satan, tonight. I see a woman. There is a woman that the hand of God will come on in the next 7 seconds. And you will receive your miracle. One, two, three, four,
5, 6, 7. Father, put your hand on the woman. 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 It's coming. It's coming stronger. Put your hand on the woman. There's a woman. Show me a sign. And find this woman for me. So that I can break the yoke. Put your hand on the woman. Put your hand on the woman. Put your hand strong on the woman. Put your hand strong on the woman. Put your hand stronger. Stronger on the woman. If you find that woman, ushers, come. Come. Aye. It's not time to go down. I take Africa for you. I take Kenya for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Lokoja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Nigeria for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I take Suleja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Kenya for you. Spend my life, Lord. I take Suleja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take South Africa for you. Spend my life. Now, miracles have started. I command the ears to begin to hear in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the eyes to see in Jesus' mighty name. Anyone on the bed that cannot rise up tonight, I give a command. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Spend my life, Lord. I take Nigeria for you. It's stronger. The pain on the spinal cord, I command it to go. I command it to go. I command it to go. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command bones, come together. Come together. Come together. By the hand of God. By the power of God. Come together in the name of Jesus. I banish that growth, that pain. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I take my life, Lord. I take Suleja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Lokoja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Nigeria for you. I break the yoke on your life. Begin to hear and speak. Hear, speak. Hear, speak. In the name of Jesus. I take Suleja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take Asia for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take America for you. Spend my life.
When my life, Lord, I take Nigeria for you. When my life, spend my life, oh God. I take Asia for you.
So you can check your body now. You can check your body. If you notice there is a change, you can come out here and share your testimony. If you notice there is a change, just go that way. Go that way. If you notice there is a change, go that way.
Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I take this year for you. Show my life, Lord. I'll take Nigeria for you. Show my life, Lord. I take Kenya for you.
Some miracles are taking place on the phone, so make sure you communicate with the person you call. Communicate with the people you called on the phone. Something is happening.
Take Africa for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, Lord. I'll take Nigeria for you.
There's somebody in the congregation. You came here with some pains on your spinal cord. And right now, God has healed you. Join them. Join them. Join them quickly. Someone, God has healed you in your eyes. Your eyes. Join them.
I take Nigeria for you. I'll take Kenya for you.
Spend my life, Lord.
South Africa for you.
Is there no other microphone so that you can help Tony? There is a powerful prayer I want to pray after taking five testimonies. Is it possible to get another mic, or we are out of mics? I'm still waiting for somebody with a phone call miracle. Phone call miracle. Yes, so what is happening there?
Yes, this brother had been under the scourge of deafness in one of his ears since 2018.
He's been deaf in one ear since 2018.
And after the prayer this evening, the situation had been arrested.
So if you can hear, you can hear with that ear now. Come here. Now, somebody needs to give Jesus a big hand. So which of the ears had a hearing problem? Okay, cover the other ear. I will need a test. This is a clinic. So you say what I say. 11. Say it so that they can hear. 18.
18.
Give him glory, give him praise. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Amen.
There's a special miracle here. This brother walked into this place under the heavy spell of pornographic addiction. pornography and masturbation, but he said while you were preaching, something jumped at him. And now he is free.
Come, let's finish. The surgery has to be completed. As you notice that you are healed, you can join. You can join them. You can join them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we break every hold of unclean spirits on his soul and his body. We release him from the grip of the devil. In Jesus' mighty name. You are released. Yes?
Mention of somebody that was laboring under the yoke of a spinal cord pain.
Yes, a spinal cord pain.
And this one was not just buffeted by the spinal cord pain, but there was a heavy pain that was domiciled in his chest also. But all those conditions have been arrested.
So can somebody shout hallelujah? I'm waiting for the phone call miracle. Phone call. Yes. What's wrong with that man?
He said he was trying to lift a weight and suddenly his waist and spinal cord
had a challenge.
Was challenged by that effort he was trying to carry out, and to the extent that he couldn't even stand at all.
He couldn't stand.
So him standing now is a testimony of the intervention of God on his life already.
Now, can you walk? Can you walk? Walk. Oh. Somebody shout hallelujah! He can not only stand, he can walk. Now, I need to touch him. Come this way. Jesus Christ, be made whole, in Jesus' name. Yes, what's happening there?
This sister was healed. She experienced two miracles. She was healed of a very serious chest pain. If a pain was in her breast and it lifted while you were praying, okay. Very, very sharp,
it lifted.
Piercing pain was lifted.
Yes, come.
At the instance of the
there's
prayer.
Somebody I'm looking for, but I only know what will happen if I lay hands on the person. Come quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for perfection, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
This also had a very big pain on her thigh that she even booked an appointment on the basis of which they ran an x-ray on her leg and they couldn't identify the origin of the pain. Neither could they find the pain. But at the instance of the prayer that was prayed,
the pain
evening,
yep.
Her situation had been rectified.
I'm taking care for you. Spend my life. In my life, Lord, I'll take Africa for you. Spend my life, Lord. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. Yes?
He said, this brother said that during the course of the high tensional praise that was ongoing, his ears became worse off. He was affected in his ear. The sound did a bad one on his ear.
Okay, during praise and worship.
Yes.
Okay.
To the extent that while you were praying, he couldn't hear you. But when you prayed,
his ear opened. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh.
This brother had been under the weight of notable ulcer pain that filtered into his chest region. But during the course of the prayer this evening, all those complications were checked out.
It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ.
This brother, during the course of the session, he he exerted himself so seriously in prayer that he developed severe chest pain. Okay. He came this evening with that chest pain. While you ministered and prayed, the chest pain has been.
The chest pain has left. The miracle I'm looking for has not come. We'll take two more and then I'll pray. Where is Philip B? Give me a perspective from the online situation. A perspective from the online situation before we pray. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, you can come to the front here. Anyone looking for the fruit of the womb? Okay. You are looking for...
Which one is...
How... Anyone looking for the fruit of the womb, this is your night. No, please, don't kneel down. Please. Ugo, when did you get married? Go and sit down. When did you get married? Okay. Yes. What do we have there?
Sir, we have an arrears of testimony from yesterday's service. All the way from...
Okay, wait. Let me do this. I saw a demon blocking somebody's womb. That is why I made this call. Now, the person that has the challenge that is connected to that demon, there's going to be a reaction. Are you with me? If you are standing on behalf of someone and the person has a demon that is blocking the womb, there will be a reaction now. And the demon is going to be displaced and the person is going to conceive. Alright? In the next few seconds, there's going to be a reaction. Yeah, bro, are you making... You want to talk to somebody on the phone or you want prayer? Okay. Now, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory, we give you praise. And we are here because we want children. And so we ask that you show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. That one that a demon has been contending with, we break the hold of that devil. We cast out that demon. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the womb be open. Let there be conception. In the name of Jesus. So the one that has that demonic situation, the Lord will come to you shortly. He will come to you shortly. That's number one. He will come to you shortly. He will come to you. He will come to you shortly. He will come to you. He's coming. His hand is coming. He will come to you shortly. To come to you shortly. He will come to you shortly. To come to you shortly. The hand of God will touch you. And that demon will be displaced. Demon, go! Demon, go! Demon, go! The demon will be displaced. The hand of God will come to you shortly. To come stronger. Stronger. Let your hand come stronger. Come strong on it. Come strong. Come strong on her. Come strong. Come strong on it. Come strong. Let your hand come strong. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Let your hand come strong on it. Let it come strong. Let it come strong. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let her go.
Let her go. Let her go. Yes, you will conceive. Let your hands come strong on me. If I've touched you, you can go. Aye. Come, come, come. Let your hand come strong on them. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Yes. We have a name here, Abidemi from Port Harcourt, who had an ear problem for 20 years. 20 years ear problem from childhood. And she connected from Port Harcourt and the situation had been arrested. He could
so hear
clearly
now
with her ear. A very sharp pain.
The reason why I'm standing here, don't worry, you are still on. There's somebody I'm looking for. Okay, there are four now. There are four. Father, show me those four people. Show me by the anointing. Show me those four people by the anointing. Show me those four people by the anointing. So he's coming now. And he's coming so strong. Show me the four people by the anointing. Show me four people. These four people that you want me to bless so that there'll be a turnaround in their lives. Show them to me. 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 Holy Ghost. Can you do your hand like this choir? And then God will drop something. He will drop something. Father, in the name of Jesus, the ones that you want me to identify, drop something on their hands. Drop something. Drop something on their hands. Drop strong. Let it come strong. Okay, it's coming. It's coming now. It's coming. Drop it strong. Let it come strong on the hand. Let it come strong on the hand. Let it come powerfully on the hand. Let it come powerfully on the hand. Let it come powerfully, mightily on the hand. Let it come mightily, mightily. In the name of Jesus, let it come mightily on the hand. Let it come mighty. Let it come mighty. Let it come mighty. Let it come mighty. Okay, 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 okay. There's still one. There's still one more. It will come strong. It will come powerfully. Your destiny will open up. It will unlock. It will unlock your destiny. It will unlock your destiny. It will unlock it. It will be unlocked. It will be unlocked. In the name of Jesus, I break that hold of darkness. So from this way, there are two people that I'm looking for. All these ones, there is a prayer the Lord wants me to pray so that their destinies will be unlocked. And there are two here. Lord, show me those two here. Those two individuals that need, that their destinies need to be unlocked. Show them to me. Show them to me. They are here.
That which holds your destiny. It holds your life. Today in the name of Jesus, I command it to give way. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, sir. We have a brother that connected from Germany who had ear problems with his sight.
Ear and sight problems.
Yes, at the instance of the prayer, his eyes were healed. He had eye problems.
He had eye problems. His eyes were healed.
And his sister also, she connected her sister who is a master.
I've been waiting for you now.
Her
sister, phone call miracle. God told me. Yeah, you connected your sister. Where is your sister?
Ibadan.
Ibadan. What is wrong with her?
Memory loss.
Memory loss. What happened to her?
She said she's been healed.
I've been waiting for you. I take Africa for you. So what I want to give your sister, I will give you. It's an anointing. Can you handle it? It's an anointing. It will be coming gradually. Like now, it has started. You see, you can introduce power. And then the equation changes. The outcome changes. Lord, let these ones, let their destinies be unstopped. Let it be unstopped. Let it be unstopped. Let it be unstopped. Let it be unstopped. I take Africa for you. There are two people here. I have something for you. God wants me to give you something. And as I speak, the hand of God will begin to come upon you so that you can be identified to receive that which God will pass through me to give to you. And his hand is coming stronger. 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 I take Africa for you. There is a miracle that God will do. You have lost hope that you can get married. But the Lord is going to change your story. He's going to cause your face to shine. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grace. Lord, let their destinies be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. An impartation, and when you receive it, if you pray before you sleep, God will begin to show you things. Oh, sister, weep not here. Don't weep again. Stop weeping. Come. I take Africa for you. Stop weeping. Father, cause her face to shine. Repair that which is broken. So that her joy might be full. In the name of Jesus. Four of you will receive what I'm talking about. Lord, help me find those ones that will receive it. Grace, if you pray before you sleep, your spirit will be opened and go. Okay, it's already coming. It's already coming. It's already coming. Lord, let it come strong. Let your hand come stronger. 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 Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Holy Ghost, let your hand come stronger. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. All right. For the next 2 minutes, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, anything the devil has locked in your family, it will open now. It will open now. It will open now. Lord, let the destinies of men be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. It opens now in the name of Jesus. It opens now in the name of Jesus. Bring that woman for me. Bring that woman. Listen, listen to me. There's a signal. If you can be sincere, God will deliver you. God will help you. Someone in this auditorium went to a native doctor. You went to seek help from Satan. And the moment you visited Satan for help, your problems have no end since that day. Bring her up, bring her up, bring her up. You went to seek help from Satan. Demons are monitoring your life. Your life is not good. If you can own up and come out, I will help you. I will break it. You sought help from Satan at a certain time. Ah, fire! Fire! Ayeko Kelly, Makabo. Don't go to Satan. Don't go there. When you visit Satan, there will be a problem. Fire! 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 Now, can we pray for this woman? Oh my God! I don't know how she came to church today, but we are going to disarm the tools and so that she can be free. Can we pray for this woman? Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we pray? There are some tools. She's in custody of some tools. But tonight, by the power of God, tonight, by the power of God, we want to destroy it. We want to destroy it. We want to destroy it. Lose her! In the name of Jesus, we dismantle the tools, the weapons. Let her soul be free. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes you go for meetings and some people come to test. You know, some things normally happen. I speak in parables. We are going to destroy that. You people, you went. What made you go to the devil for help? First of all, repent. First, repent. Say, Lord, I repent. Lord, let her soul be spared. Let her soul be spared. Let her soul be spared. In the name of Jesus, I disarm the weapons. So put her somewhere. Put her somewhere. And let her remain there. She will recover gradually. Can you ask God to forgive you for going to the wrong source? to look for help. Talk to, be serious about this prayer. I check Africa for you. Spend my life, Lord. I take Nigeria for you. Stretch forth your hands and pray for them right now, so that the hold of the devil can be destroyed. I take Asia for you. I take Lokoja for you. I take Suleja for you. I take Nigeria for you. I take Toko for you. I take Lafia for you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we destroy the hold of any power resisting his destiny on the account of the help he went to seek from Satan. Let his destiny be released tonight. Let his destiny be released tonight. Let her destiny be released tonight. Let his 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 destiny be released tonight. Oh, one of you is supposed to be preaching the gospel as an evangelist. One of you. Don't worry. God will show me which one among you. Father, the one that is supposed to be an evangelist, let your hand come upon that one. The one that is called to be an evangelist, let your power descend upon that one. The one that is called to be an evangelist, let your power descend upon him. Let your power descend upon him in the name of Jesus. Bring him out of the stronghold of the enemy, so that he can save you all the days of his life. Bring him out. So that he can save you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let him be loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. The power can no longer subdue you. In the name of Jesus Christ the righteous, be free. Anywhere you are, you can begin to speak in tongues. Something is breaking in the spirit. Something is shifting in the spirit. There is a shift. Oh my God, there is a shift in the spirit. 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 gift in the spirit.
More about Apostle Aroma Osai and his ministry, Remnant Christian Network, kindly visit at rcnglobal.org and follow us on social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Apostle Aroma Osai, or call +234 8060 5088888. God bless you.